to the other side.
That's the one that's about 30 acres?
30 acres of land. That's all it is. Only 30 acres of land.
From here,
the mid-sized house in America.
これがダビデの町です。昨日行った。
Yeah, not really.
We wish. Yeah.
The gate to enter the city, right there. This would have been the dung, what we call the dung gate. Now, of course, today we have to remember all of this area from here on up to there is outside the present city wall. Okay? This is not included. Today the road goes right up there and brings you up to the top of that hill. So neither one of those of this area is part of Jerusalem of today. So you would have entered Jerusalem if you would have come here to Jerusalem 2,000 years ago and you want to make a pilgrimage and go to the temple. You come down from the Mount of Olives, you walk to the Kidron Valley, you walk into the Kidron Valley, you park your donkey out there, and then you enter the city from this gate, go up this street, the Valley of the Cheesemakers, they used to call that street, you see with the little bridges, and that brings you right up to the Chulda Gates, and that's where you would have entered from.
Okay,
and we have now discovered the beginning of the road there and the end of the road up there under that arch, the Robinson's Arch we stood under yesterday. You remember the Robinson's Arch? Okay, so we are now digging, now we have to dig under those houses to find the rest of that street, but we know that it exists. That original street has been discovered. We have parts of it already been discovered. We still have a problem because some of the houses in that part of the city are still owned by Arabs. And of course, it makes it difficult to dig under their houses. But it will take a few more years and they will buy all the houses there because they offer the people there three times the amount, what the house. They give them between $1 million and $2 million for a house just to get them out of there.
Where would be the wailing?
The wailing wall we'll see. That's on the western side. We have seen so far the eastern wall and the southern wall. We haven't seen the western wall.
Hey, Doran, when they dig, do they sometimes find the foundations of these homes?
We found foundations of those homes, of course. Yeah. This is what we do find also. But we are less interested in that case about the houses. We are more interested in the street. Because the houses and everything had been destroyed. Don't forget. 70 AD, a complete destruction of Jerusalem. Those beautiful buildings that you see here, there's a story that in 40 AD, there was a woman from Mesopotamia. Her name was Helena. She converted to Judaism, and she came to Jerusalem with her family and her servants and everybody, and she built those palaces on this site. And there is a story how that she was so excited that she was now becoming, that she lived, she could become a Jew, that she all the people of Jerusalem were supported by her. So generous she was. Helena.
Where did she get her wealth?
In Mesopotamia. It's like today, you see? It's the same story.
Where the oil
is? And no, also today it is a lot of the wealth, a lot of the chariot, you know, Israel getting from the Jews around the world $3 billion a year. The Jews are donating for Israel. So it's the same old story that the Jews who live outside Israel, because they have guilt feelings that they are not here, at least they give
money.
They give money away. And that was always the way it was. The Babylonian Jews always supported the Jews in Jerusalem.
Really?
Babylon was America of those days.
Really? That's interesting.
Oh.
The Gihon Spring is right here.
Indirectly,
right here is the Gihon Spring, and over there is the Pool of Siloam. Okay, this is the tunnel, folks, that you walked through yesterday. The Gihon Spring is down here, and the Pool of Siloam is right there. Can you see the Pool of Siloam?
Yep.
Move a little further down, you see the Pool of Siloam.
We're all looking for the gate you were talking about.
Here, the gate is down. The gate is down here.
Right here.
Here is the gate. Here, you have to come around. You have to come to this side to see the gate. Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Okay, there's the pool of this. There's the pool of Siloam. Can you see?
It's over here.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I was also trying to see where that spring was.
He's pointing right down there.
This is the bottom. This is the area where the pool of Siloam is. Right there. That's part of the that goes into the Kidron Valley and the Hinnom Valley. See, this is where the two valleys join together. That's where your bus parked. That's where those who went through the tunnel, you got on the bus right down here in the valley. That's where the bus waited on you.
So where that little pipe opens up
right.
Would be the...
Yes. And you see the valley, the bridges? That's the street that goes up on both sides of that bridge because it was like a valley, like a river. That's where people walked up to the Temple Mount. So they entered the city from this gate here on this side, and then they entered, and then they walked up that way, up the hill, into the temple area.
To go to the temple.
The tunnel is from this, where that bridge is, you see where that bridge is, up to where that pool is. That's where, under the city of David.
Okay.
But yeah, because don't forget, the pool was built, the tunnel was built 700 years before that. Yeah, we are under the city of David. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Very good. Okay, let's go further up. Let's go a little further. A little. No, it's too much sun. Okay, folks, this is Mount Zion. You see? I mean, also the city of David is actually called Mount Zion. This is the lower part of Mount Zion, and this is the upper, the New Testament Mount Zion. See, in the time of Jesus, this part of the city was called Mount Zion. Okay? Mount Zion. And so we have been on Mount of Olives, we have seen the city of David, and now we get to see Mount Zion. What is called in the time of Jesus, they used to call this the upper city, because the lower city was down here and the upper city was up here. And you can see the difference of the houses. Look how beautiful, what beautiful homes people had that lived in the upper city. Who were those people? Mostly priest families. All the priests were the richest people in Jerusalem.
At the time, all the time?
All the time.
Where would be the house of
now, Caiaphas' house, according to the model, according to the church, it would be on the slope of the hill, that building. But according to the model, it was the building behind that tomb. You see that building there?
Mm-hmm.
That's where the archaeologists believe Caiaphas' house was at. Okay. So there's a difference between the church, which commemorates the house of Caiaphas, to what the archaeologists think it was. They think it was up there.
Dung Gate, is that the...
Dung Gate is down here. This is the Dung Gate.
The Dung
Gate. The Dung Gate is down here.
What is that building?
This is a theater. Theater.
Oh.
Theater. Now, this is the burial. This is the tomb that Herod the Great built to commemorate this place as King David's tomb. You see that mausoleum? That big mausoleum with a pyramid shape on top? This is King David's tomb. And 2000, you see, when the Jews came back from the exile, nobody remembered where David was buried. So the tomb of David hasn't been found even now in the excavations in the city of David, which is down there. Somehow, we don't know how, a new tradition was developed that the tomb of King David is up there on the hill. And that's where people used to go in Jesus' days, to this place, to worship there at King David's tomb. Now, why is this so important to us? Because in Acts chapter 2, we've been reading that on the day of Pentecost, there were 120 that received the Holy Spirit. Now what happened on the day of Pentecost? That's one of the things that the Jews do on the day of Pentecost. They believe that David died on the day of Pentecost. And that's why Peter in the sermon says, David is here with us this day, he and his sepulcher. When you read Acts chapter 2 verse 29, Peter says, David is here with us this day, he and his sepulcher. In other words, that's why the upper room is built right above King David's tomb. Okay, so that's why, even though the upper room that we will get to see is not from the time of Jesus, it's from the Crusaders' time, but this is where the 120 actually received the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost.
Okay.
Because this was known as David's tomb at that time. Nobody remembered even at that time that David was buried at the city of David, which was down there. Remember, in David's time, this was not even part of the city. That was a barren hill. There was nothing there. So Jerusalem at the time of Jesus, you can see, was 10 times larger than Jerusalem at the time of David and Solomon.
Tell us about the Colosseum.
There's nothing to say about it.
The Romans built it?
Of course. No, Herod built it.
Herod built it. And they had games in there, huh?
No, not games. Theaters were not for games.
Okay.
Those were not There was another. There was also a hippodrome in Jerusalem. That's where they used to have horse races, chariot races.
Where would that be?
That would. Well, it was actually. You see, there's a big open platform there near the temple area. That's where they had the hippodrome.
Oh. Wow.
But there's such a discussion among the archaeologists where the hippodrome was that they didn't put it in there yet. That's where it used to be. It used to be in the old model before they removed it. It used to be there.
Okay.
But now they don't they haven't put it on yet because too many archaeologists don't believe that's where it was. And it doesn't make much sense that it could have been so close to the temple.
This gate here, the southern.
This is called the Gate of the Essenes. The Essenes, you know, the community of Qumran, the Essenes who lived in the desert, we're going to be there tomorrow when we go to Masada, they used to come to, after the earthquake in Qumran, Herod the Great provided an area for them near this area. And that's why they used to call it the Gate of the Essenes. It's interesting, the Essenes, they had to live near the gate. You know why? When you had to go to the bathroom, you had to do it outside the city. They said in Jerusalem, the city is so holy, you cannot do it inside the city. So you had to do it outside the city. So when you saw somebody running, you knew he was an Essene.
Running through the gate.
Right. By the way, it's an interesting story. When we read the story, what was Jesus telling the disciples when he told them, where we're going to have our Passover, our Last Supper? You will see a man carrying a jar. You remember?
Follow him.
So follow him, right. Most probably it was an Essene. That they had the supper with the Essene community. And by the way, the Essene community is, when we remember the Lord's Last Supper, we remember it right there where the upper room is. In the same place where the upper room is, we also remember the Lord's Last Supper because of this location.
Do you know which one of the buildings is the upper room?
It's supposed to be right above King David's tomb, which is that building, that pyramid-shaped building.
So you think it was up with...
Well, they must have been in a room above King David's tomb, because that's what it says. David is here with us this day, he and his sepulcher. So we have to be near David's sepulcher. And David's sepulcher at that time was right there. So that's why the upper room at that time had to be there. Then they went down to the temple, and that's where the 3,000 were baptized with the Holy Spirit, down there, by the Temple Mount, by the Hulda Gates. Okay?
Ron, has anyone kind of calculated out the walking distance of...
Walking distance was not very much. I mean, even the longest distance from one side to the other is less than a mile.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But the path of Jesus, you know, on... the night before his crucifixion, he was going from here to there.
He was going on the night before the crucifixion. He was going to get from here
right.
down to the foot of the Mount of Olives,
right?
Which is about less than half a mile.
Okay.
Then when he got arrested, they took him into Caiaphas' house. It doesn't matter if it's this building up here where the archaeologists say, or it's the church down there, which is again less than half a mile.
Okay.
A sort of a mile, I would say. And then next morning, when they took him down to that street and took him to the Pilate's place, which is the building with the four towers, okay? Mm-hmm. And then to go to Calvary from there, it's again a sort of a mile. So it's not
so
a long distance.
So like 2 mile-ish
Max. Round trip.
Yes.
Max.
Round trip, if you want.
Okay.
Well, this was the next day, don't forget.
Yeah.
Then he was the night he stayed in the house of, Caiaphas.
Right.
That night. I mean, before the time he got arrested till the morning trial. The trial had to be probably at 5 o'clock in the morning. They already brought Jesus to Pilate probably around 6:30 in the morning. Very early.
But he was not in good shape either after all of his beatings.
I'm sure this was not an easy night.
Calvary and...
Now we go to Calvary. Now we're going to talk about Calvary. And the Western Wall.
And the tomb.
Yeah, okay. You look across now, you see the wall of the temple, folks. Can you see the western wall of the Temple Mount?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, there is that red arrow. Can you see there's a red arrow?
Yeah.
That's where we were standing when we went down to the wall. Right there by the red arrow. Again, you have to remember that the wall, the city wall, goes down another 60 feet. When we go to the tunnels on Saturday night, we will actually be able to see how far down the wall goes. 60 feet from where the present wall is. The wall was around 150 feet high, the original Western Wall from Herod's time. Okay, now we deal with the last thing that we have to deal with. Where was Golgotha? Where was Calvary? Ladies and gentlemen, in Jerusalem of today, there are two sites commemorating Calvary. The historical site is where a big church is built over. It's called the Church of the Holy Sepulchre. It is the historical site. It is the place that was known up till two centuries ago as being the place where the tomb was and where the hill of Golgotha was. In 1864, there was a British general by the name of Gordon and there were already people from the very beginning that thought maybe this is not the right place. And he looked out he lived near the Damascus Gate area, and he looked out of the Damascus Gate, which I will show you in a minute, and then he saw a mountain or a rock that looks like a skull. And then he sent some people over and they started to excavate and they found a tomb in there. And that's how we got a new place called the Garden Tomb, which has become very, very popular, especially among Protestant Christians and evangelical Christians. But the historical site of Calvary, the one that up till 1864 there was only one place, Calvary, is the Church of the Holy Sepulchre. And where would that be?
Yeah, where?
If this is the Antonia Fortress, there is a rock. Right there is the wall. Can you see that wall here? Mm-hmm. That's where the city wall was. Not this one. I'm talking about the wall down below. Mm-hmm. Jerusalem, just to remind you, had three walls at the time. At the time of Jesus, it had two walls. And then King Herod Agrippa in the year 44 AD built what we call the third wall. But it did not exist at the time of Jesus. At the time when they crucified Jesus, that was the wall. This wall did not exist. Oh. So outside that wall is right there. You see there is a place, a big place with like a stone quarry.
Yeah.
And there is a rock that is sticking out.
Right.
This is where the Church of the Holy Sepulchre is built on today. Okay, this rock.
What's this gate called over here?
Hmm? What?
Right,
this is where the Jaffa Gate is today. This is where Jaffa Gate is today. Same place where it was 2,000 years ago. And this is called, by the way, this is Herod's palace that we just walked by. The Palace of Herod. So this is the historical Calvary where the Church of the Holy Sepulchre is. That's the end of the street that is called the Via Dolorosa, which takes you from the Antonia Fortress over to this place. We're going to walk on that street. I mean, on the traditional, of course. That's all tradition, because when we walk in Jerusalem today, we walk between 10 and 30 feet above the street level of Jerusalem that was there at the time of Jesus. But in the Antonia, we will actually be able to see the remains of the original street. That's why it's so important for us to visit the Antonia. Because there we will actually be at the level of Jerusalem as it was 2,000 years ago. But then when we walk on the street, it has, of course, nothing to do with the original street. Yes, sir?
Wasn't there an law that they were not allowed to kill some people inside the gate?
Right. And it was outside the city wall. Yeah. If this was the wall, it was right outside the city.
Okay. Yes.
This wall did not exist. The third wall was not there. That was built 7 years after they crucified Christ. See, 37, we assume that they crucified Jesus around the year 37. And this one was built in 44 AD. Now, this would be the gate, the flower gate. This gate there.
Flower gate?
Yeah, this is the gate that we accept the Holy Sepulchre. Now, if we accept the Garden Tomb, then it is that rock. You see, there is a bunch of rocks.
Yeah. Yes.
Right there. Can you see what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
See from the other side better. There is a place on the northern side of the city. You see, here we are still on the western side of the city. On the northern side of the city, it's like a little amphitheater now with rocks around. And this is where the Garden Tomb is today. Okay? We'll see it better from the other side. So let's go around so you see better the Garden Tomb. This is, by the way, where we're going to have communion on Saturday.
Oh.
And it's much more peaceful and much more even if it's the wrong place, that's what it would have looked like in those days. And if it is really if we do accept the Garden Tomb being the site, then this is where the Damascus Gate is. See that gate there? Remember, that wall did not exist. Forget about this wall. This wall was not there. So look at this wall and look at this gate. Can you see that gate? That's where the Damascus Gate is also today, by the way, on the very same location. That's also where Paul left on his way to Damascus, from there.
That's one down there, right?
So where is the Hill of Calvary of the Garden Tomb? Here, now we stand right on the back side of the Hill of Calvary. You see this rock, this rocky area? Right there, where you see those rocks? This is the Garden Tomb. This is Calvary, or Garden Tomb Calvary. There is the Holy Sepulchre site, there is the Garden Tomb site. You see it better even, let's go a little further down and then you get a better picture of it.
That was the big castle thing with the four towers, that's the Praetorium?
That's the Praetorium. That's the Antonia Fortress of the Praetorium. Yes. That's where... So here, so this is the Garden Tomb site. You see here, it comes down this way, you see it better from here. For a picture taken, it's much better this way. Okay, can you see it now? You see, this is the Garden Tomb. Where that little, like, it's in the shape of an amphitheater.
Yeah.
Okay? Right there. You see where the wall is, the road is, and then there's like an amphitheater with rocks piled up. This is where the Garden Tomb is today.
And the Calvary is...
Well, this is the other, this is the second Calvary. I don't know what to call it, you know?
Well, it's the second version, huh?
Right. You know, when we have to understand one thing. When you have a place that is known for at least 1,600 years, it's hard to replace it 150 years ago.
Yeah.
But it doesn't prove the fact that this is where people thought it is, that it could not be somewhere else.
Yeah.
And I don't know if David already talked about it. David is, by the way, thinking even it was either one of those two places. He thinks it might have been the Mount of Olives. And he will talk about it. I remind him to tell you about it. One more place, folks, that we haven't seen yet, we are going to visit. Outside the city walls of Jerusalem, there is a place called in Hebrew Bethesda, that had two pools. Those are the pools of Bethesda, where Jesus healed the man that was there for 38 years. You remember John chapter 5? Mm-hmm. Okay? This is the pool of Bethesda.
What are the two gates over here behind it?
The two gates, this is where this gate of today, no, this is the gate, this again, this is the gate to the Antonia, and this is the city gate.
Okay.
This is again one of the gates that leads into the city, which was called at that time the Sheep Gate. The Sheep Gate. Because the sheep market area was right in front of this gate. The sheep. If you read John chapter 5, it says the pools of Bethesda by the Sheep Gate. Okay, so the Sheep Gate was right there. Today we tell the sheep, we show the gate here, and we call it St. Stephen's Gate or the Sheep Gate. Move a little so we can see it. This gate here. Okay, you see this gate here, that little gate here? That's the gate we're going to walk into on the day we go into the Antonia Fortress and the Pool of Bethesda. But that wall, again, that wall and that gate did not exist at the time of Jesus. Remember that. So the city wall was there. And the Pool of Bethesda, by the way, if you read John chapter 5, it says it is outside the city walls. Okay? So it's correct. It's only now, because of the wall, by the way, the wall of today also makes it to be inside the city. See, the walls of today is making it even more difficult.
Because it's making the city bigger?
Right, no, it's making the city, in some places, which was some areas that are inside the city walls of today were outside, and the other way around.
Yeah.
So it may complicate things even more. Because people always try to say, but this is, like when we go to the Holy Sepulchre, for instance, it's inside the city walls of today. But it was outside then. And on the other hand side, the city of David, and the area of Caiaphas' house and all of that area was inside the city walls and is now outside. So this is kind of confusing. Right through here into this open area, and that's where you would purchase, that's where you would buy your sheep. Then you would have washed it here. This was called the Pool of Israel, Birkat Israel, they used to call it. And then you would take your sacrifice and walk with it down the Kidron Valley to enter the city from that side, from the other side. But this is where the sheep market area was.
With their certificate that it was claimed?
Yes. There was another place you could have purchased it right in front of the gate there. Of course, better location. Location, location, location. They knew that long time ago. They also knew that to live up in the upper city is better than live down in the lower city.
Yeah, nothing is new under the sun. So
right, nothing new, nothing new. And they already knew then that to be a money changer is a good job. It's like a bank.
Yeah,
yeah. All you need to do. You know why they needed the money changers? Because the money that was used by the Romans, of course, was Roman money. The Jews came to the Romans and said, we cannot use your money. Say, what's bad about our money? Everybody loves our money. Said, yes, but it has the picture of Caesar.
Caesar.
So we don't use. So you have to let us have in the temple our own money. And that's how the money changes. And that's how it developed the biggest business in the country. And who were in charge of it? That were all priest families. So you made this, you turned this into a house of thieves.
But that's why they accused themselves, because they said, should we give to the Caesar?
No.
And said, give me a money. And on that money, it was the Caesar hat.
So. Right. Of course. That was, you see, Jesus did know very well, if you don't separate politics from religion, you run, that will be the end. That's why he said, give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar and give God what belongs to God. We forget that many times, even today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Money
changes were the first thing. Yeah. Okay, guys, we're going now to see the scrolls.